Thank you for joining us for the Jackson Community Scripture Study as we walk our way through the book of Psalms, meeting at St. John the Evangelist in Jackson, Michigan. I'm your host, Todd Gale. Welcome as we walk our way through the book of Psalms.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. We're going to start with Psalm 2 and Psalm 4 today. We're going to read Psalm 2 and Psalm 4. Psalm 2 is a divine coronation psalm. This is a psalm that was used to coronate a king. It's a psalm of David, and then it was used for centuries after King David until the fall of the Southern Empire. And it gets used again for King Jesus. Yay! Yay. And it gets used again for you. Yay. When is it used for you? At your baptism. So let's read Psalm. We're going to read all of Psalm 2. What I want you to watch as we're reading this, watch the poem, the poetics of the psalm. This is a psalm that uses parallel lines. We talked about this a couple weeks ago, where it'll say, like, God is good, and then it will say, good is the Lord. Right? So it's going to basically just repeat. It'll say almost the same things. A, B, A, B, A, B, A, B. So we're doing these parallelisms all the way through the psalm, except the verse is right in the middle. It's almost like it was planned that way. Right? So the author of this poem had a very firm structure in mind. It would go A, B, A, B, A, B, A, B. Then lines 6 and 7 is not, there's not a parallelism in lines, in verse 6 and verse 7. But then all the others are paralleled again. So who'd like to read all of Psalm 2 for us? I will proclaim that you are my son or daughter. You are my child. Right? We hear this at our baptism. Today I have begotten you. Amen?
Amen.
Today you have been begotten. This idea that God is Father and we are children of Him, that's very new at the time of King David. We don't really hear about it much before the time of David. And it's at the time of David when he realizes, God is a father as I'm a father. And the nation begins to realize, as David so loved his children, even though they rebelled against him, that God is the same way. Even though we rebel against God, God loves His children just as we rebel against Him. So that was a kind of a development in the understanding of God that happened around the time of King David. It says in verse 2, the princes are going to plot together against the Lord, that's the Lord God, and against His Anointed One. So originally, when this is written, who is the Anointed One?
King.
The king. It'd be David or whoever the king is. They literally get anointed with oil. What does that mean to be anointed with oil? Yeah, it's like a pouring or a marking with oil. So it's literally, the kings would literally be anointed with oil. There would be oil poured on them. But it also, mostly, it echoes to the real Anointed One. Who's the real Anointed One? Jesus. In fact, His name, Jesus, Yahshua, right? His last name, Christ, is not really a last name. Amen? That's not a last name. What does Christ mean? The Anointed One. Christ means the Anointed One, right? The Messiah, the Messiah. And so He is the ultimate Anointed One. But also, the anointing echoes with us. Because as Jesus was anointed, so we are anointed. Both by the Holy Spirit, we're anointed. And if you are baptized, and if you're confirmed, there's an anointing of oil as well. As an internal anointing with the Holy Spirit. Just a loaded psalm. Isn't that beautiful? There's so much stuff. We could really tear it apart a lot longer, but I'd rather we just rest in the Psalms rather than just tear them apart. And that we just love them. Psalm 4 is a great psalm if you have anxiety, if you have angst, if you're a little down, if you need a pick-me-up. Let this psalm be preached to you. Amen? I've used this a lot in the last couple of years. And what you read it out loud and just let it preach to you. This is a great psalm for angst, for anxiety. There's a word that happens twice here that happens throughout some of the psalms. S-E-L-A-H. Selah. Or Selah. Nobody knows for sure exactly what that means. It's kind of been lost in translation. If you look at probably any text note, we'll say we're uncertain what it means. It could mean this or this. They think it could mean, for some reason they think it might be connected to rise up. So it might be your voices rise up during that particular line. It could be we're harmonizing, the singers are harmonizing in that time. It could be you rise up a note, so it's like a chant. Na 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 na, right? However you do that, I have a bad cold, so. So it might be a rise up in the note. It could be, they may even say, it might be in the background an amen. Sort of a hallelujah, amen kind of thing. Because it usually follows a pretty important line. Or a harmonizing of some kind. So we're not really sure what that means, but it's a note directed to the choir or to the band, to the guitar player, the one with the lyre or whatever instrument they're using, the harp or the lyre or whatever it is they're using. So when you see that throughout, we're not sure exactly what it means, but let your imagination run with what it is. What I want you to think while we're praying this, in verse 4, it says, "Know that the Lord works wonders for His faithful one." Insert your name in verse 4. Know that the Lord works wonders for His faithful one. He works wonders for you. Amen. Let this be a song that's just sung to you. Okay? Whether you imagine Jesus Himself is singing this to you or saying this to you. You picture your favorite priest is reading the psalm just to you. Maybe Blessed Mother is at your side, right? Let your imagination go with that. That's part of that Lectio Divina that a lot of you have been hearing about, where we're letting the sacred scripture really talk to us. So someone pray with us, not just read. Pray through Psalm 4. Let that really speak to you. That's a beautiful psalm. Psalm 4.
Thank you for walking the way through the book of Psalms from the Jackson Community Scripture Study.